Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we roll on this October 19th, or as RJ just said, drive on, everyone. It's time for the Destination Spotlight, as today we are about to check in on Annapolis, Maryland, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, Travel Pro will ensure that you pack like a pro, and it's the perfect travel companion.
You know, just over a week from now, a number of you listening will be with us aboard the Seabourn Ovation with your new Travel Pro luggage, and I promise we're going to be putting our Travel Pro to good use in Europe together. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage. Platinum Elite is what we travel with, folks, as we think it's the best. Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. This weekend at Travel Pro, they're celebrating their anniversary, and as a show fan, you'll save 25% off all products. There's also a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now to a destination known as Athens of America and the Crab Town on the Bay, where Visit Annapolis executive Kristen Pronis joins us now.
Kristen, happy Saturday to you. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Well, you are very welcome. So, you know, Mary just mentioned two of the nicknames associated with Annapolis, Athens of America and Crabtown on the Bay. Certainly, I've consumed a healthy portion of crab when visiting your area. There's no question you have a major maritime heritage, and you're also home to the U.S. Naval Academy, which I think that most people do know that. But I want you to talk about why Annapolis is also known as Athens of America.
That's a great question, and we do have a lot of nicknames. I think that comes from our Navy and maritime history. Another one is Naptown, so that's always a fun one. I think we're known as the Athens of America because we are so connected to our community and to the water and to what's around us and everything that our Chesapeake Bay has to offer, from food to water experiences to a great community to live in.
Kristen, for history buffs listening, I just want to throw out this fun fact. They may be interested to know that Annapolis was originally called Providence by the Puritans who settled there. It was then called Anne Arundel's Town after the wife of Lord Baltimore who owned the colony. And I do want to mention that the countryside, it just features hundreds of miles of the beautiful Chesapeake Bay shoreline. It's just gorgeous, and it's such a charming, the town itself of Annapolis really has kind of a colonial village feel to it. You have a thriving culinary scene, as you mentioned, water, and I think if you live there, you have to own a boat. But share a few highlights that you most connect with.
So I think it's really important to know that Annapolis has an amazing, steeped history, but it's not stuck in the past. There are so many things that are happening, not just this year, but years to come. One of the things that we're really excited about being a part of is America's 250. So that's also Maryland's 250 and the Annapolis 250. So we'll be highlighting, yes, that great history that we have, but also pushing forward with some great attractions like the Banneker Douglas Tubman Museum, who is really focused on the 60th anniversary of civil rights right now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things just going around in and around town. They'll have a nod to this history of 250 years and that Providence town that you mentioned, and really looking forward to what our destination will become.
You know, as I'm listening to this, you know, Mary mentioned the cultural side of Annapolis, and it's made me think about seeing a reference at some point to Annapolis being, you know, a city that's a museum without walls. So do you think that's an accurate way to define the downtown area?
I love that description, and I think it's even more than just the colonial heritage. It's the arts that the city and the county have really invested in. It's amazing. Our funding as a destination marketing organization and our arts organization is linked, and that's because the arts have so much to do with the visitor experience. People really want experiences. They don't just want tchotchkes anymore, and so in Annapolis and certainly across the county, we have public art. When you get off the plane at the airport at BWI Marshall, you see art exhibits. When you come into the city, you have murals across the walls. We have tours, all sorts of public art. So I think that connection to the culture is huge for us, and it's one that we continue to grow.
Mm. Kristen, because of the water, we think most associate Annapolis with summer and fall. That's when we've mainly visited the area, and I think that's true for most people. But we're told that Annapolis at Christmas and around the holidays is quite a sight to be seen. So what makes your area a draw for the holidays?
Well, the interesting thing is I feel like our summer season has continued through October with the sailboat show and the powerboat show, but you're absolutely right about the holidays. We're a quirky little area. We have some really fun things. We have a gingerbread house festival. We have a chocolate binge festival. We have a light show on different sailboats and have a parade that I get to judge every year. There are all these different things that are come alive in our small town that, you know, lights are everywhere. There's decoration everywhere. You kind of feel like you're in this almost like on a movie set, but there's real things to do. So the community comes together to really embrace winter.
And does that start like right around right after Thanksgiving?
It does. It does really. Late November is when the Lights on Parade on the Bay at Sandy Point Park start, and then throughout New Year's. And so it's a really, it's a great time to be around there. It's a little cold, so you get to, you know, wear your Navy gear, but it's a great experience.
Well, and you've got the chocolate celebration going on,
chocolate.
So you just get the warm hot chocolate, and you're good to go.
Good to
go. Got the gingerbread. I mean, what you like, come on. I mean, that sounds great.
I mean, there's food, there's drink. Exactly. We'll keep you warm.
Exactly right. And it's the holiday, so you want a little bit of that chill there. So, all right, last question from us. We got about 20 seconds on this. So what's something that you say first-time travelers to Annapolis must experience to really feel like they've visited the area?
So I really, kind of a nod back to the arts, one of the things that I think we do so well in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County are our festivals. For the second year this year, we had the Baygrass Festival at Sandy Point State Park, and then the Annapolis Songwriters had its third festival this year, and the entire city of Annapolis becomes a stage. We even had a stage in our visitor center. There were stages at hotels, down at City Dock. You just walk around and music is throughout the air.
What festivals it is.
I think it's not to be missed.
All right, so there we go. Folks, visit Annapolis.org. You can plan your own travels. Kristen, appreciate the check-in. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Annapolis, Maryland is how we will wrap hour one of the show today. Hour two will kick off in about 7 minutes. We'll be taking you back to Maui to share the culinary side of the island as well as a new health and wellness destination that's there. But we'll start off with the latest NCF next, so keep those radios locked in. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime through our website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.